You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Bud Welch. Bud Welch. Does that name ring any bells with anyone? Bud Welch. Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, I didn't know it either until this morning. I had to look it up. But I remembered his story. I have a quote from Bud Welch. Maybe that'll help jog some memories. When I go out to talk to people, I can tell them how proud I am of my Julie Marie. Poor Bill probably doesn't even tell people he had a son. Bud Welch. Still not ringing any bells? Bud Welch, the father of the late Julie Marie, is the father of a victim of the Oklahoma City bombing. His reference to Bill, poor Bill, probably doesn't even tell people he had a son, is his reference to Bill McVeigh, father of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. Bud Welch's story is profound. Bud Welch's story is basically, when you boil it down, the message that we hear in our readings today. His first response to the bombing, his first response to the word that he got that his daughter was dead and was killed in a terrorist act, was simply this. 3 days after the bombing, as I watched Tim McVeigh being led out of the courthouse, I hoped someone in a high building with a rifle would shoot him dead. I wanted him to fry. In fact, I'd have killed him myself if I had the chance. And who of us couldn't relate with that? His daughter taken from him 3 days prior. Senselessly, needless violence, gone, out of his life forever. And here's the man who did it. Bud's story goes on. He went on to try and self-medicate, right? He turned to the booze, started boozing it up, you know? And who of us can't comprehend that? Let's drink away the problem. Let's drink away the pain. Find something, anything to make it better, right? And as he did that, he came to the realization that it just ain't going to work. That's not going to do it. So he got to thinking about this Timothy McVeigh, this character who was responsible for the death of his daughter, violent death of his daughter. And he said to himself, I wonder what that family must be like. I wonder what they must be going through. He came to get in touch with Bill McVeigh as time went on, the father of Timothy McVeigh. Came to think about what it was like to be in his shoes. That quote that I said, poor Bill. Poor Bill probably doesn't even tell people he had a son. That's a man who's able to relate. Think what it's like to be in this poor person's shoes. To think what it's like to be on the side of his enemy. To begin thinking what it's like to love his enemy. In time, as time went on, he came to meet, as I said, came to meet with Bill. And time and again, they would meet, talk, discuss. I believe it was on their first meeting. They sat together throughout the course of their conversation. One thing led to another, sharing stories about their loved ones. They cried. They wept together. The time they came to be reconciled and remain this day friends. Wow. Pretty well the heart of the gospel story, pretty well the heart of the readings today, which are, in fact, at the heart of our faith tradition. When asked, what law does the whole is most important? Jesus says, you shall love your God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. We heard that this morning in the reading from Leviticus. At the heart of the whole of Scripture is what we hear today. Love. Care for. Love one another. And Jesus puts it in a very tall order. Puts in a very tall order for us. He says, you've heard it said, you know, love your brothers and hate your enemies. I say to you, love your enemies. Like Bud Welch. Love your enemies. Now, maybe none of us have to worry about forgiving someone who has taken the life of a loved one. Maybe some of us do. Maybe none of us have to forgive a Timothy McVeigh. But we certainly can think quite quickly of someone in our lives that we know who has hurt us, or perhaps we can think quite readily of someone that we've hurt. Someone that we know doesn't particularly care for us. Someone that doesn't particularly like us. Someone that we don't particularly care for, that we don't particularly like. Someone, perhaps maybe we know of them talking behind our back. Trash-mouthing us at work, at school, around town. Or maybe we've done the same to someone else. Those are for us our Timothy McVeighs. Those are for us our Bill McVeighs. We're the Bud Welch. We have to find some way to forgive, some way to reconcile in the midst of that. Gah. How do we do that? That's tough, right? There's a simple practice. There's a simple practice that how do I put this? I just felt awkward, felt strange. When I was a novice, very beginning of my formation to be a resurrectionist, my novice master, the one who's in charge, right? Father Rich. First few months I'm there, he still does this just because he knows that it kind of gets to me, but he still does this. First few months that I'm there, he kept saying to me, Eric, you are wonderful. Oh, it is so great that you're here. Thank you so much for being here. You're the greatest. You know, you need to know that you're cared for. You need to know that you're loved. And I knew that, but I didn't want to think about it. Right? It's awkward. It's unusual. It's a little unusual to have someone you don't really know all that well tell you that you're cared for, that you're loved. But what an excellent practice. What an excellent exercise. I think that's precisely the simple exercise that we can take away from our readings today, that we can share with one another that we care for one another, that we love one another. Right? The simple words, I love you, I care for you. Know that you're cared for, know that you're loved. A simple, simple message. And sometimes it's still difficult to say. Sometimes it's still tough to say. Right? Those enemies, those Bill and Timothy McVeighs in our lives, That's just not easy to say to them. So, perhaps, I take this as our close. There was a priest just yesterday who offered, as I heard in his homily, a bit of advice, a little something to try and take away, a little something to work on. If we're not able, for whatever reason, to say, hey, I love you, I care about you, you know what, you're a good person, you're great, thank you so much for being here, for doing what you're doing. If that's just not what we're able to do right now in a particular relationship with someone, we can, we do, we've been given the gift of the Spirit in our lives, so says our readings, so says our faith. We can pray for them. We can say that in our prayers, can we not? Lord, let them know that they're loved. Let them know that they're cared for. God, I really don't like so-and-so. They're really annoying. They've really bothered me. I hate them. But I want them to know that they are loved. I think we can do that. I think that, if it's really tough, if it's still too difficult to say, you know what, you're loved, you're cared for, if the hurt is too deep, I think we can at least say that. We can trust that the Spirit will do that. Because after all, as Paul reminds us, we as temples of the Spirit have been given that gift to know that our prayers have an effect. Our ability to share love, at least in prayer, to wish that someone knows that they're loved, at least in prayer, can bring about a great change in our world.